sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into TGIF, May 2nd, 2025 edition here on this Friday. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of stories, history lesson going back to D-Day, June 6, 1944 with Pastor Chad Phil. We'll be doing that in the second hour. Lots of information to share with you guys. We're excited, looking forward to attending the Election Integrity event tomorrow noon down in West Branch. If you'd like to join us, it's not too late. All you have to do is call Christine Detroyer. She is the chair of the Ogama County Republicans. She'll put your name on the list. You can pay at the door. $25 lunch and 4 hours of great information. You'll be able to ask questions, learn what you need to know about election integrity, about the machines, updates on lawsuits against Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, and what you can go back and share with your local clerk, whether it's township clerk that you want to share the information with, or even your county clerk. But you'll be informed, engaged, educated on everything to do with elections. The tabulators, the poll books, the qualified voter files, you'll understand elections better than maybe even some of your clerks. For sure, you'll know more than your supervisors in your township. You'll probably even know more than your county commissioners and even your state representatives on how elections really work, how they're supposed to work, what you need to know about information handling, how the ballots are prepared, how things are done prior to election day, and then after election day when they do the canvass. What is the canvass? Who does the canvass? All of this information is going to be available for you tomorrow. It's supposed to be rainy and ucky out tomorrow for sure, possibly even Sunday. So why not spend some time with fellow patriots, fellow conservative citizens wanting to learn about elections? So just text me EI for Election Integrity, and I'll send you the flyer. You can get a hold of Christine, put your name on the list. Vicky and I are going. We're looking forward to being part of this, and hopefully you'll be able to join us as well. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I have a flyer all set up, Christine put together for the Ogama County Republicans. All you have to do is text me EI, and I'll send you the flyer, and then you can just give her a call. You don't have to pay online or anything. Just put your name on the list, show up, and you can pay at the door. So greatly appreciate you guys joining us tomorrow. It is right off of I-75 at the Knights of Columbus Hall there in West Branch. If you're coming in from the north down I-75, you'll get off at exit 215. If you're coming from the south, it's exit 212. And you'll be able to go right directly to the Knights of Columbus Hall and be a part of it. She's providing a lunch. She's doing a little taco lunch for us, some refreshments, and a dessert. So we're going to be fed and be able to stay right there and learn 4 hours everything you want to know about elections. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Today's Friday, and it's going to be a little bit laid back Friday, even though we have this event tomorrow that we'd love for you guys to come and join us. Greatly appreciate texting me EI. I got four people to do it during the break. Sent them the flyer. All you have to do is call Christine, put your name on the list. You can pay at the door. We're excited, looking forward to seeing all you guys down there. But sometimes you got to laugh. Lansing sometimes amazes me how somewhat not informed, I guess would be a nice way of saying it, these state representatives are. A Democrat sponsored a bill which was introduced and called up for a vote regarding state government hiring decisions to be based on merit, such as education or work experience. Well, as the bill was sponsored by a Democrat, put up for a floor vote, the bill passed 105-1 after it was reported out of committee earlier yesterday morning. House Bill 4288, sponsored by State Representative Aaron Brines of Dearborn, was supposed to be part of the Progressive Women's Caucus pay equity package that the Democrats introduced back in March. In fact, a co-sponsorship memo sent out to all the members obtained from MERS News Service describes it as a different bill, one that would require a company with five or more employees to post a written job description for all open positions, including information that was required and the pay scale. Well, in reality, the bill that Brines introduced was Republican State Representative Angela Regas's bill from the last term that never went anywhere. Why? Because she's a Republican when the Democrats were in control. Number two, it said state government hiring had to be done based on merit, such as education and work experience, not where you would be hired solely based on your gender, your race, ethnicity, all these other components of the woke agenda. It was going to be based on merit. In the bill, it prohibits a state agency or executive branch from hiring an employee on any other basis other than experience in the work field and education. A state agency that hired based on any other reason could be fined up to $10,000. Well, nonetheless, the House Democrats, after significant caucus discussion on the topic, a source told MERS News Service, the bill passed. All the Republicans, all of the Democrats, except for one that were present. Four state reps were excused this week for personal reasons. A House Republican source said Brines intended to introduce the bill, creating a more transparent hiring process. But in the mix-up along the way, Regas's bill from last term resulted in her name being on the bill that garnered 34 Democrats to co-sponsor the bill. Presumably because the memo was supposed to ask for support on a pay equity package. Equal pay between men and women was what was included in the list on the memo for the bills to be supported. Well, co-sponsorship memos frequently do not include the bill text number as well as the synopsis paragraph for members or their staff to review, analyze, and suggest to the representative how they should vote on the bill. The decision to co-sponsor a bill is made based off the information offered by the sponsoring legislator, which is exactly why no Republicans co-sponsored the bill. This is brilliant. I don't know how they did this, but this is funny. I have never, in 13 years of doing this show, I have never seen this happen. Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, flat-out communist Democrat from Canton, said he has a policy that he doesn't co-sponsor bills. And so he didn't even read the memo when it came out in March. He said he doesn't know why Republican leadership singled out House Bill 4288 for a vote, but regardless, Puri's caucus wants to put an end of the good old boys club in hiring practices in state government and requiring hiring on the basis of merit and education is what we were asking for. So now he's trying to make it look like the Democrats truly did support this bill. Well, he goes on to say, if you characterize fair hiring processes and practices simply by using DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, well, then yes, we're supportive of that as well. However, neither Brines nor former State Representative Speaker of the House Joe Tate, who had been sponsors of other bills, none of those bills were singled out to be included in the package that was voted on yesterday. During the committee, State Representative John Fitzgerald, a Democrat, seemed to be fronting the messaging efforts as to why so many of his colleagues co-sponsored legislation that would effectively eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion in hiring practices for state government employees. He said he thought the legislation was a good way to prevent nepotism from bleeding into the state government's workforce. However, Regas, the bill sponsor, the Republican from last session, made sure that he knew, however, that the bill's text did not include nepotism as a hiring factor, only education and work experience. Well, in the committee that they were in, the bill passed unanimously. Everybody voted for it. So when it went to the floor, everybody assumed it was a bipartisan bill and that a Democrat was actually the sponsor in this Republican-controlled majority. They voted for it. Every state rep on the floor voted for it except for one. Well, interesting enough, when asked if there was a mistake with the bill number HB 4288 not containing the intended bill text, Democrat Fitzgerald said he didn't want to say anything about nonpartisan staff in the discussion. He also went on to say that the bill was selectively chosen out of the pay equity package because House Republicans thought that it was a convenient political argument. I think this is just another one of those examples. Sometimes there's a happy little accident and we all become bipartisan. Oh, this is funny. Well, the temporary Speaker Pro Tem, State Representative Rochelle Smith, said in a press release, when I first heard about this overwhelming Democrat support to end DEI hiring in state government, I was over the moon. Finally, Democrats are coming around and seeing the connection between merit-based hiring and successful outcomes. We need more Democrats to take Governor Gretchen Whitmer's lead and embrace President Trump's agenda. Tongue in cheek. Embrace President Trump? Referring to the little hug they gave out at Selfridge Air Force Base to each other. She went on to say there hasn't been a lot from the House Democrats this year. But this effort to strip DEI from state hiring practices sure is a diamond in the rough. Well, in her floor speech, Brine said the bill prevents hiring someone based on their family ties or insider connections. See, she didn't even understand the bill. The bill that had her name on it as the sponsor. She thought that she was going after the Republicans with this bill because they feel that a lot of Republicans get hired in state government from being part of the good old boys club in the Republican Party. She went on to say, I know Speaker Hall has talked a lot about being committed to transparency. That's what this bill is all about. It's about pay transparency. It's about fairness and openness in the hiring process and the employment process once you're hired. Again, part of the Progressive Women's Caucus equity, pay equity package they introduced back on March 20th. Well, Angela Regas, the former sponsor of the Republican, testified on the bill in the committee. Since Chair Brian Begal, Republican from Perry, said Brian's wasn't able to testify this morning, Regas got up and spoke about the bill. Well, she should be able to speak intelligently about it because it was her bill. Oh my God, this is amazing. Well, finally, after the vote, the Democrat again, Dylan Wegula of Garden City, was the only no vote. He also asked that his name be removed as being a co-sponsor of the 34 Democrats that co-sponsored the bill. When Brines requested the board to be open to allow co-sponsorships of HB 4288, it ended up having 74 co-sponsors. 34 Democrats and 40 Republicans. Regas, after the vote, what you have here is Democrats voting against diversity, equity, and inclusion. You have to believe that Governor Gretchen Whitmer embracing President Trump at Selfridge Air Force Base shows that this is a new era of bipartisanship. And I now think there's hope for our state government, Regas said after the vote. Folks, I've been doing this since April of 2012. I have never seen this happen. A Republican bill from last term getting assigned to a Democrat for sponsorship, and all the Democrats basically voting for it except for one. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one on this Friday. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy to fuel your